9 o'clock hour. Man. Oh, boy. Oren, this conversation about Spencer Strider, it's got me in my feels, man. It's just so sad to watch because you know how good he is. And to see this version of him, again, if you missed it last segment, in his last three starts, 11 innings pitched, 20 earned runs, and 30 hits allowed. Wow. All right, from one team that is unfortunately struggling to another on Chris Thomas tonight, that is our Five Stripes. Let's welcome in our buddy Jason Longshore on the WadeFord.com hotline, United analyst at Longshoe on social media. Jason, we had a couple of good matches, a win and a draw. They were looking good, and then not so much against Colorado. What happened?
Yeah, not so much. I also do like that 9 o'clock on Mondays is soccer time and Bubba Sparks time. It's a good combination.
It really is. It really is.
Yeah, just it wasn't good enough in Colorado. You look at how this game goes. The first half, I mean, it was even. I don't think Atlanta was by far the better team, but they were fine. They were good against a good Colorado team, especially at home. And the second half wasn't at the same standard. You know, we've talked about the new guys that have come in, and Juan Bettercall is one of those who I think has a lot to give this team. I really like what he can be with this group, but he gets caught in a dribbling situation and gives up a penalty, which is kind of the thing you can't do against Colorado in the second half. You can't fall behind this team because, one, they're a good defensive team and they're comfortable without the ball. Two, the altitude's going to affect you at least a little bit. I mean, Ronald Hernandez kind of laughed when asked about the altitude after the game, said it's not Bolivia, where he's played many times during his career with the Venezuelan national team, but it will take a little out of you. So it just makes it harder to come back in games. And then you give up that third goal, which is pretty much the death knell for you. I liked Steven Alzate in the game, one of the other newcomers. I really like what he can give you, but he's only about 20-25 minutes fit right now. So you're not going to see him in a position to start probably for another couple of weeks. Bettercall's getting closer. We saw an AME tie go 90, and I thought was pretty solid in this match. But ultimately, Colorado's a better team on the night.
What were they able to do in that match against Atlas a couple of weeks ago where they scored four times that they haven't been able to do over the last two?
Yeah, I think you do have to start to look at the striker position, and Latte Lott has just really struggled to get things going right now. And, you know, Alexi Maranchuk has been brilliant. I think Miguel Almiron has been pretty good. Zabalob Janica had been on a nice run of form recently, but not on Saturday. And I think that battle for the left wing spot right now between him and Luke Brennan has probably edged ahead after this match in Colorado, where Sabo was really even with Brennan up until that point, maybe slightly ahead. But Brennan has been consistently good even off the bench, and Sabo struggled in Colorado. But you've got to get something going in the attack, and you've got to get something going with the striker. And it's a problem that you don't have Jamal Tiare at the moment to kind of push Latte Lott and give you potentially some starts and let Latte Lott come off the bench a little bit to try to get some confidence for him. But it's a tough spot for a player who, you know, obviously feels the pressure of being a very large transfer in, a player who is dealing with big expectations and not meeting those this season. But also the flip side of that is the battle that he's dealing with physically, because, you know, when you come in the off season window for MLS and you're coming off of a European season, you hit this portion of the calendar where, you know, he started his season with Middlesbrough. Preseason started last July, so July of 24. Game started in August of 24. And he hasn't had a break. He went right up until the end of the winter window, came to Atlanta, came in Atlanta's preseason. And now you're starting to really hit that wall physically where it's hard to play for a year and a half with no offseason. And that's kind of where he is. So when you're struggling for confidence and physically, you're probably pretty shattered at the moment. that's a really tough combination for a striker.
You mentioned some of the new faces getting involved. How much of the game plan will be to make sure that those guys are in the mix as much as possible at their respective positions to get a good look at them for the remainder of the year?
Yeah, I think that's a key. I mean, we've talked about it. The playoffs now are very unlikely. Every game, every time you're on the field, whistle to whistle, you're going to try to win the match. There's no illusions about that. But it's going to be hard to get into the postseason, borderline impossible. So you have to get something out of these games. And I think you do want to see Mihai and Better Call together. Steon Gregerson has been playing better, and that's good because he's missed most of the season due to injury. He's been able to finish games, and he's been able to give you some decent performances. So he's going to push those two for starting time, and that's good. Competition at center back is going to be a good thing between those three, but I think ideally you'd like to see Mihai and Better Call get some minutes together. I mentioned Alzate. He's a really impressive player the more that I'm seeing of him. And fitness is going to be a challenge for him. You want to get him maybe up to full fitness by the time you get into the international break coming up. But I really want to see the pairing with him and Sleash, because I think Bartosz, as I've said to you a few times here, I think he's been Atlanta United's best player. And it's not all about goals and assists to be the best player. I think Sleash has been just outstanding for the majority of the season. And I want to see what the chemistry looks like with him and Alzate, because I think they do have similarities, which is good, but I think they complement one another in a way that maybe Mihai and Better Call do at center back, whereas Mihai maybe a little bit more of the gritty defender, a little more physical, Better Call a little bit better on the ball. I think with Sleash and Alzate, it's kind of the same thing. I think Sleash is a great ball winner. He's industrious. He runs more than anybody else in the team, sprinting and just distance as well. And then Alzate gives you a little extra something on the ball, a little more quality on the ball in that position. And he's quick. He's direct in wanting to get the ball forward. I like what I've seen from him in limited minutes, and I want to see the pairing with him and Sleash from the start. It's probably going to be a couple games till we get there. I mean, alongside that, I think you're looking at guys like Will Riley and Luke Brennan to see what they can do in terms of where they fit into the roster for next season. Are they guys who are going to play a good bit, or are they guys who maybe you would look to do like what you did with Noah Cobb and loan to go play more and see if they can turn into something coming back as a starter? That's the checklist that you have to have the rest of this season, because games are going to get played and you got to get something out of them to help you be in a better position for 26.
Speaking of getting something out of the games, how about on Sunday? What would 3 mean against a eminently beatable Toronto club?
Yeah, it keeps you alive. And I think the biggest thing you want is to build that confidence in a guy like Latte Lott and Miguel Almiron. You want to start to get them on the score sheet on a regular basis. And with Latte Lott, it's this kind of balancing act of you don't want to put pressure on him, but you also want to start to feed him and maybe force the ball to him a little bit and try to get him going. Again, that's going to help you in the long run. Also, like I said, I think Luke Brennan is another one who, against Toronto, I think he can be a big, big factor. He's relentless on the dribble. He always makes things happen, and he does all the right things off the ball as well, with his runs trying to get open when you're in an attacking situation. But he's also a gritty defender. He'll drop back and he'll help out on the defensive side. So there's ways you can beat this Toronto team. I think we saw the match that was pretty even up in Toronto. It's been the conversation with this Atlanta United team all season long. You look at it on paper, they should beat Toronto. Current form, maybe a little more even, but the talent you think has to win out at some point. And if it doesn't, then maybe you have to go get different talent in the offseason.
Before I let you go, when you watch Ronnie Dyla on the sidelines over the last couple of months, is the same fervor and enthusiasm still there that was at the beginning of the season?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is when I get a chance to talk to him. It is when he does media. I think it is in general, but yeah, he's frustrated. And I understand that, because I think you saw early on the frustration with trying to get the players accustomed to playing in a different way than they had under two previous managers. You know, remember the core of this team was there last year at the beginning. So Gonzalo Pineda had them playing one way that was very possession heavy. Rob Valentino had them playing a different way that was more defensive, behind the ball, looked to counter. So I think it took him longer than maybe he thought it would to get them to buy in to being a team that would press high, a team that wanted the ball, but also more than anything, wanted to get into the attacking half quickly. And where they want their possession is in the attacking half, not slow build up to control a game. They want to control the game by field position, where it's being played. They want to be in the attacking half. And it took a while. And I think then we started to see that run in the summer where the performances were good, but the results weren't coming. And it's just so frustrating for a manager where you can see the progress, but it doesn't show up in the standings. And I think he's struggling with that, as you know, all of us are around the team right now. It's the performances have improved as the year has gone on, with Colorado being an exception. That was a step back, but the results haven't matched the improvement on the field and performances. And you just kind of have to keep your head down and keep grinding, but also trying to find those things that you can build around. And guys like Brennan, guys like the newcomers who have come in, guys like that, that can maybe give you a different sort of spark, lean into that and see what you can get out of it.
When can we hear you this week?
Atlanta soccer tonight, tomorrow after you're done, and then the intersection on Thursday, same time after you finish up. And we'll be talking everything Atlanta United, Atlanta United 2, a really good win for them last night. That'll be on Atlanta soccer tonight, tomorrow. And we'll be talking about the Atlanta Dream, who've been killing it as of late on the intersection with me and Noel. That's been a fun conversation where, you know, like you and I have talked about, the Braves have struggled this summer. Atlanta United struggled. We're excited about the Falcons coming up, but the Dream has been a really fun team to watch. And I hope people are paying attention.
Yeah. Second place, if I'm not mistaken. I think
yeah.
They're doing really, really well right now. Good point. All right, Jason, we'll be catching you throughout the week, and I'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, that is Jason Longshore there. Well, let's get back to our Falcons conversation now. Braves suck. 7-1, they're down in the top of the sixth inning. Strider, again, just inexplicably awful at this point. We'll dive into that later on in the Atlanta baseball post-game show. But coming up next, Joe Patrick, Boots on the Ground Report. Are you worried about Jalen Walker? We'll find out if we should be next.